Welcome, everyone, to the American Journal. Today is February 23rd, 2021, and I am not Harrison Smith. This is Tom Papert filling in as Harrison is officially on paternity leave for his first child. We are all very, very excited for Harrison. I will be here today, and I believe tomorrow there will be some other kind of rotating guest hosts. I believe Alex Jones will be making one of these days his appearance on The American Journal. And today is going to be a packed show. We will have Lauren Witzke on this hour to talk about the latest in election integrity. Then we will have on the one, the only opponent to Kinzinger, this guy who hates his own voters. He's making it very clear on Twitter. We will have James Martyr on to discuss why he is running against this neocon loser. And then we will have Sheriff Richard Mack on at 10 a.m. And he is, of course, the leader and the founder and the president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Very, very important stuff. He's hosting an event in Austin, Texas. I think everything will have finally thawed out enough down there for him to have a very successful event. But what I wanted to get into first for the next 30 minutes or so is the latest COVID propaganda line. Because, of course, this audience I know is far too smart to go out and get their vaccine and then their second vaccine and, oh, maybe you need a third vaccine. Well, maybe we need one once every month. Just get a vaccine a month, a shot a month till we all die. I know this audience is far too smart for that, but of course there's a lot of guilt tripping going on right now. If you don't get a vaccine, well, not only are you killing grandma, but grandma will never be allowed outside of her house, outside of her nursing home room again, unless you take that vaccine. That is, of course, what the unwashed masses, at least that's what I'm being propagandized with now, and I assume everybody else is as well. But NBC New York wants you to know that no, when you get your COVID shot, it doesn't mean that you can go back to going outside. It doesn't mean you can wear no mask. It doesn't even mean you can cut it down to one mask. No, you need to keep two masks on and stay in your house and live in fear until Dr. Fauci tells you otherwise. What's safe after COVID? New York's NBC affiliate asks. No, nothing. Don't shed your masks. Don't go outside. And I'm going to go into this article because the propaganda is so thick in here. They talk to a series of women in their 80s and in their 90s who just desperately want life to go back to normal. They want to be able to go grocery shopping. They want to be able to hang out with their friends. They want to be able to see their children and their grandchildren. And Dr. Anthony Fauci says, no, you're going to sit inside till you die, geezer. That's the message from the federal government right now. I mean, really, some of these people quoted in the article are 91 years old, 89 years old. At that point in life, if I'm still kicking, God willing, I'm going to do whatever I want. And there is no government bureaucrat who's going to keep me from doing it. I also want to get into how COVID has become the new dog ate my homework. In fact, in Texas, it's the new, well, we had a giant blackout and multiple people died because COVID. You think I'm kidding? The Texas governor is also pledging to fix the horrific situation that led to the blackouts in Texas this past month. But we'll see if they're telling the truth, considering a Chinese company is set to build an entirely new wind farm that's going to power an Air Force base in the great state of Texas. Abbott is totally silenced on that. Don't go away. This is the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Harrison. Packed show right on the other side of this short 60-second break.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. Global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain. Energy cost, everything else. But What's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay.
Welcome back. This is The American Journal, but I am not Harrison Smith. He is down for the birth of his first child, and congratulations again, Harrison. Now, I am Tom Papert of NationalFile.com filling in today, and tomorrow there will be a rotating kind of lineup of hosts as Harrison takes some much-needed time off and much-deserved time off. I believe Alex Jones will be making an appearance this week as well. So this is the propaganda line of today regarding the spooky 19 virus, the China plague, the cold that wasn't. Quote, you're fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now what? Don't expect to shed your mask and get back to normal activities. That's going to be a disappointment, if not a shock, to many people. That's from NBC's New York affiliate. New York, by the way, the place where you heard it first on this network, you heard it from Harrison, you heard it from Alex, you heard it from Owen, and now it's, of course, finally come to light that Cuomo was sending elderly people to their death when he would, because think about it, this is a disease that you or me and 99% of the population is going to be fine with. The one population in this country, in the world, that is especially susceptible to illnesses like the flu, like the COVID, is the very elderly, the people who are confined to their homes, or worse, confined to nursing homes. So what did Cuomo do? What did New York do? Well, they would take otherwise perfectly healthy individuals and they would put them in nursing homes alongside elderly people in some sort of creepy Machiavellian genocide act. I have no idea how you justify this, except, of course, they did a tremendous job at making Orange Man bad. And now, of course, they're saying 500,000 deaths. 500, half a million deaths. Meanwhile, the flu is non-existent this year. The flu kills that many every single year. Medical malpractice, speaking of which, kills around that many every year in this country. That's where they cut you open to take your appendix out and leave in a surgical sponge and it kills you. But no, let's shut everything down. Let's make the elderly depressed and suicidal and want to end it all because of COVID. Here's the article up at NBC New York 4. This is the propaganda. You're not going to get better propaganda than New York. You're fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now what? Don't expect to shed your mask and go back to normal activities. In Miami, 81-year-old Naomi Caraballo got her second dose on Tuesday and is looking forward to seeing friends, resuming fitness classes, and running errands after nearly a year of being extremely cautious, even ordering groceries online. So that's the type of fear that they give these elderly folks. And I've seen this in my own life, by the way. I mean, I've got some elderly people in my life, a wonderful 86-year-old lady, and it turns into, at times, irrational fear, where she was told by Anthony Fauci that the elderly are so at risk. And so that, in her mind, turned into, I can't be around my grandchildren anymore because what if I give them COVID? Like, these are the most vulnerable people in our population. Look at Joe Biden. His faculties aren't all there. Now take that and put it in your own family and it becomes a recipe for disaster. This is her daughter, Susan. Her line is, I'm tired of talking to the cats and parrots. She wants to do things and talk to people. But, NBC notes, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hasn't yet changed its guidelines, at least for now. People should follow the same rules as everybody else about wearing a mask, keeping a 6-foot distance, and avoiding crowds, even after they've gotten their second vaccine dose. So, and to the normal average American, you got to wonder, what are they thinking about this? So we all see the headlines. You know, it's always very comical. Person gets a, it's sad, frankly, but it's comical in the way that they just lie directly to our faces. Person gets COVID vaccine, immediately dies. Totally unrelated. So why are you risking this? Why are you risking? Some people say it's going to make you impotent. Some people say you're going to be dead in 5 years. This thing has been totally untested. You had Mark Zuckerberg in that quote unquote leaked video saying we don't know the repercussions of changing someone's DNA with an mRNA vaccine. Why are you going to take this thing if not for the promise, the hope that you're going to get to have a normal life again someday? You're asking a very logical question, Dr. Anthony Fauci responded when a 91-year-old, California woman recently asked if she and her vaccinated friends could resume their Mahjong games. But of course he said no. Because experts need to learn. Here's the article. What experts need to learn. The vaccines are highly effective at preventing symptomatic COVID, especially severe illness and death. But no one yet knows how well they block the spread of coronavirus. Remember, it was 15 days. Are we at the anniversary yet? We almost are. It's almost March. 15 days to stop the spread. Mike Pence, with his little binder of lies he came out with to tell us that we were all going to be safe after 15 days. Here we are, 365 days in. Now they're saying 2022, maybe you can stop wearing the mask. Maybe you can go to a concert. Maybe you can walk into a grocery store without living in fear. And that's only, of course, if you have your COVID pass. If you have your papers, please. Studies are underway to find out, and hints are starting to emerge. Fauci, the god, pointed to recent research from Spain showing the more coronavirus an infected person harbors, what's called the viral load, the more infectious they are. Again, this is news. Some preliminary findings from Israel have suggested people infected after the first vaccine dose, when they're only partially protected, had smaller viral loads. That's encouraging if the finding holds up. Israel has vaccinated a large fraction of its population, and scientists worldwide are watching how the outbreak responds as those inoculations increase. And yet, they're still saying, don't go shopping, don't go outside, live in fear, because not everyone's immune system is boosted equally from vaccines, writes the propagandist at this New York NBC affiliate. So someone with cancer or the frail or elderly might not get as much protection as a robust 70-something. Now we're talking about 70-somethings. I love the elderly, but this is where we're at now. You can't even come up with the lie. You remember last year, around this time last year, it's like, oh, a 9-year-old has COVID. Oh no, a 20-year-old, a healthy 30 or so. And now, no, we're worried about 81-year-olds, 89-year-olds, 91-year-olds, but 70-year-olds, they're going to be fine. Friends coming over for dinner, we should still follow the guidelines. You never know who is compromised, where the vaccine may not work as well. What if the fully vaccinated, the article posits, are exposed to somebody who's infected? The CDC did recently ease those rules. No quarantine as long as the vaccinated person has no symptoms, and it's been at least 2 weeks, but not longer than 3 months since their second dose. So see, the CDC is already putting out the roadmap. You got to have one a quarter, then one a month, then one a week, then one before you go outside every morning. We're going to all be like diabetics, except instead of insulin, we're going to have our Fauci shots to make ourselves healthy so we can go outside. And this is the creepy ending of this article. Even a trip to the grocery store, well, there's always this anxiety about, was that the contact that's going to make me infected? That's a powerful change in someone's living situation, and that's what they want. I am confident that the people who watch this broadcast, the majority of the people who go to nationalfile.com, we don't buy this garbage. We don't take the shot and we don't take the narrative, but they want people to be terrified. Still, after a year of this. If this was really the Chinese death plague that we saw in those propaganda videos leaked out of China around this time last year, there would be bodies stacked in the streets. You would know somebody. You would know five somebodies. It wouldn't be 500,000 after they inflate the numbers every single day for a year. You would know. When the plague happened in Europe, it wasn't, oh no, we better stay inside. What if? No, there were bodies stacked in the streets. So this is the lie that they're feeding the normal news consumers. And it's disgusting. And I think it's important that we know this because it prepares us when we encounter these people in the real world. We know what they're being told, and now we can act accordingly. Don't go away. We've got some more COVID incompetence on the other side. You're watching The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu. To you ladies of Spain, for we've received orders to sail for old England.
And Harrison has the best bumper music, does he not? I'm Tom Papert, filling in for him today here on the American Journal. You know, I think we've all heard COVID used as the excuse for a lot of different things at this point. We're all used to just hearing that and to some extent accepting it. Oh, COVID. We can't open the store today. You know, COVID. Oh, you can't get your driver's license renewed. You know, COVID. Oh, we have to have mail-in voting that allows the Democrats to steal a presidential election. You know, COVID. But this is a new one that I don't think, I mean, we all should have seen it coming, but it still doesn't make it any less frustrating or any less comical because if we don't laugh, we cry. Articles up at nationalfile.com. The Texas media and ERCOT prepared to blame COVID-19 for the crippling winter blackouts. That's right. The virus is the reason why millions of Texans just spent the last 2 weeks without power and many without water. From my understanding, some still don't have some of those things restored. They're still boiling water at the campfire because COVID caused that. Scott Friedman of another NBC affiliate, NBC DFW, has announced that ERCOT is using COVID-19 as its excuse for not winterizing the Texas power grid in time for the winter weather disaster that saw millions of Texans without power. NBC 5 investigates has learned ERCOT inspections designed to ensure power plants are winterized did not happen as usual this year, wrote this so-called journalist, due to COVID. After you say those three words, you could just do anything. It's a get out of jail free card. Due to COVID, I had to rob a bank. Due to COVID, they were virtual tabletop exercises, not in-person inspections. ERCOT says it's too early to say if this played a role. So now, power outages are caused by COVID because these people who, God bless the people who work on the grid. I mean, it can be a dangerous job. It's not a forgiving job. And it's not a job that gets a lot of accolades. And these poor sods, they couldn't do an inspection that the government mandates, I'm sure, that is routine and just common sense. Because what if somebody sneezed? What if somebody had the Rona? What if somebody had the China plague? What if it killed us all? This is the type of cowardice that has now gripped our country. And frankly, I don't buy it as an excuse. It's just they have a lot of egg on their face after the turbines froze, after the natural gas supply was completely insufficient for what they faced. And so now we need an excuse. It's the dog ate my homework. And it's called COVID-19. It's one of the worst things that's ever happened to this society just for that reason alone. We, you know, you hear a lot about my generation, the millennial Zoomer generation. We're all lazy. We're all entitled. Well, now we all have the perfect excuse. Sorry, I can't go to work today. COVID. Yeah, I got a test. So now I got to quarantine for 14 days till they come back and tell me that I'm positive, even though I don't have symptoms. And I see this here in my city of Wichita. Thank God the people at InfoWars are alpha males. But here in our office building, it has been a ghost town for over a year. And frankly, this is part of the goal because where I'm at, the building is not owned by some massive conglomerate. It's relatively local owners. And now everybody is moving out. You don't need a law office anymore. You know, COVID, we can't go to the office. You don't need an accountant's office anymore. Everybody just works from home. Everybody just connects via Zoom so China can listen to what we have to say at our business meetings. And now we're going to see I predict a real estate crisis, maybe not in residential because everybody wants to get a house and get out of the city, but we're going to see office spaces collapse. We're going to see large commercial buildings totally vacant. We're going to see some type of Armageddon-like desertion of the business districts across our country because, you know, COVID. Due to COVID, we all have to work from home. Meanwhile, the Texas governor is vowing to protect the good people of Texas from the skyrocketing energy bills following the winter storm. We've seen, and we're seeing this all the way up here in Kansas, by the way, and it's happening all across the Midwest. People are getting $10,000 electric bills when they're normally around $200.
And that's, again, what happens when our central planners, the geniuses of the world, do a bad job. The article's up at Infowars.com. Texas governor vows to protect citizens from skyrocketing energy bills following winter storms. The governor said he'll protect Texans from skyrocketing energy bills that resulted from a temporary spike in the energy markets. Disconnects for non-payments cannot occur on a Sunday, and that is why we're acting at this hour, trying to stop any from occurring tomorrow. And this is of course part of, I believe, I mean, it's a little conspiratorial, but is this not just entirely convenient for Joe Biden? We know that he sent the shutdown order, said lower your electricity production, lower your power to Texas. He sent the order from the Biden regime because he obviously doesn't know what happened. But then now, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, the entire plains, the entire middle of the country is going to be begging Joe Biden for a handout. Please, Mr. Biden, help me. Help my constituents. They have $10,000 electric bills. Can't you do something, Mr. Biden? And now this doddering old lunatic gets to come off as the hero. But you do got to wonder, Abbott, and I know he does some good things, but what is he thinking here? Because this comes along another headline up at nationalfile.com. Texas is considering letting a Chinese company build a wind farm in Texas that would provide power to an Air Force base. So we're going to put China in charge of the grid. We're going to have them make a wind farm so it all can freeze in the winter. And it's going to be 130,000 acres, and it's going to provide power to Laughlin Air Force Base outside Del Rio, Texas. And nobody bats an eyelash. Nobody thinks this is strange. Abbott hasn't commented on it. The Del Rio mayor, however, has written to federal officials saying, we believe this project and all future projects of a similar nature will result in an unacceptable risk to national security in the United States. But there's no comment about this. There's nothing written about this. There's no statement from Abbott. No, Abbott's going to save you, though, from those $10,000 electric bills. According to a 2018 release from Laughlin Air Force Base, their flight training wing provides over 2,800 jobs to the local economy, produces 350 new pilots a year. And we're just going to let China be in charge of that. We're going to let them have the kill switch on that. We're going to give China the ability to unplug our Air Force base right on the border of Mexico, right next to the Gulf of Mexico. But it's okay. Abbott's going to save you from that that $10,000 electric bill. He'll go beg Biden for some money. Go beg Biden for a tax break. In the next segment, we're going to talk to Lauren Witzke. She is spearheading the effort for election integrity in this country, and it's making some progress. I'm very happy to report. So it'll be exciting. I want to know what the latest is on that, because we have to make votes matter again. How's that for a campaign slogan? Make votes count again. Maybe that's what Trump should use in 2024. Don't go away. You are watching The American Journal. We'll be right back after this very short break.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it. Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock. With vitamin K, both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3, highest quality, with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock, together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome, everyone. We are back. This is The American Journal. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Harrison Smith as he's off with the birth of his first child. Very, very happy for Harrison. And our guest for the remainder of this hour is Lauren Witzke. She is, of course, the Republican nominee for Delaware in this last election. She was the Senate nominee there. You got more votes than virtually anybody else in history. Gave the Democrats a run for their money in Joe Biden's home state. And Lauren is now doing some writing for National File. She is also spearheading the effort across the country to get election integrity back, to make votes count again. It's a very ambitious slogan, I know, Lauren, but I think if anybody can do it, it's probably you. So you've got an article up on National File where you kind of outline what President Trump wants to accomplish over the next 2 years to restore integrity in our nation's elections. I'll let you break it down. What do we need to do?
Right. So on January 6th, Donald Trump gave a speech. Everybody knows they called it an insurrection speech, whatever. But what he did was he gave us a pathway for election reform. And it's all common sense stuff. It's the stuff I've been saying that we should be doing for months now, requiring voter ID, ensuring that you're a United States or a citizen of the state that you're voting in, banning unsolicited ballots. that were being mailed to homes. All of this is really just common sense. And like you said, if our votes don't matter, people aren't going to show up to vote. And unless we get some serious election reform, we're going to continue to get wiped out. So there's no reason that Republicans on the state level are not fighting for election reform like their lives depend on it. Their careers depend on it, because it's the truth. Because if the Democrats could do it in Georgia, they'll do it in other states like Florida. Ron DeSantis, like, what he did was amazing. He was already acting proactive. He was going proactively on offense for election reform. And every state should replicate that, especially ones where Republicans have the majority, which is all the swing states, people forget. So we do still have the majority on state levels. And it's really important that we make our elected officials feel the heat and accept nothing less than true and free and fair elections and election reform.
Well, and some of these people, Lauren, I mean, thinking back to those couple months after the November fraud, when we had coalitions, we just couldn't get the magic number in any one state to overturn the governor and actually start an emergency session. But we had all of these coalitions. Kelly Ward in Arizona, I know she's working hard to restore election integrity. Some of the representatives there and senators there, Fincham and others, are doing a good job. Georgia, I think, has some effort. But we had these coalitions, and I guess we still do, of people who were going to fight for President Trump and fight for a fair election across the state level in this country. Are those people still there? Are we seeing positive developments at the state level? What's the 1,000-yard or 50,000-foot view?
Right. So in Georgia, they just presented 8 bills for radical election reform. So we are going to be supporting them and making sure that these bills go through. And we are accepting nothing less than free and fair elections. There's no reason where Republicans have the majority that we lose this fight. Yes, Kelly Ward is a patriot. She fought all the way to the end and is still fighting. Arizona will also be presenting 8 election reform bills coming up soon for radical election reform. Wendy Rogers, a brand new state senator, she's been in there 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and is already pushing out election reform, election reform, election reform bill. She is fearless. So we do have our people in there. Our people are still fighting. However, we cannot let up. You know, what they have done is they have shamed us into saying, well, if you're fighting for election reform, that means that you don't agree with the fraud, like that there was you think there was fraud. Yes, absolutely. There was fraud. We all saw it. The media did everything they could to cover it. And we need people that will just accept the fact that, hey, yes, there was election fraud. Yes, this election was stolen from us. How do we prevent it from happening in the future? A lot of people are just in denial of the fraud, or we get shamed into even thinking for a second that maybe there was some election fraud. No, absolutely not. We have to stand firm, accept that there was fraud, and then do everything we can to overturn it and change it and make sure it never happens again. So that is what we are doing. And we can, you know, the RNC just launched, Ronna McDaniel just launched a task force for election integrity. Absolutely worthless. It's a panel of 12 people who don't even believe that fraud happened in the first place. Now tell me why you're going to spend millions of dollars funding a panel of people who don't even believe there was fraud. They're never Trumpers. They're not on our side, you know, and expect them to fight for us. So they're absolutely worthless. Ronna McDaniel needs to be replaced. That's for sure. It starts at the head of our party. But also we have to get on the state levels and fight for legislation for true election reform. I mean, it's the only thing that matters. It's not glamorous. It's not fun to talk about. Nobody like loves to talk about election reform. But it is necessary, and we have to do it, and we have to fight for it, or we will lose forever. It's fight now for election reform or lose for the rest of our lives.
Well, and I want to get back to Ronna McDaniel, because this woman drives me absolutely insane, and I could scream about her. I mean, her real name is Romney. Let's just call her Ronna Romney. It rolls off the tongue, does it not? Yeah, the niece of Mitt Romney. But I wanted to reference something that the crew just had on the phone, and that is, or on the screen, I'm sorry. And of course, we now have the Supreme Court totally punting yet again. They scheduled all of the election cases for after January 20th. All the way now, we're at the tail end of February, and now they're of course saying, no, we're not going to look at anything. It was without standing before the election, and now after the election, it's moot. There's no point in us looking at it. So we cannot count on the courts. And that was one of the most frustrating thing about watching Rudy Giuliani do his tour of states is why on earth did he think that we were going to get a court to do something? That was totally baffling to me at the time. The state legislatures is where we have the majority and it's where we can do this. And I want to talk about Ronna Romney in the next segment, but kind of give people a view of what they can do, because I don't think a lot of folks understand some of these state level races. They may have 500 total voters. This is a tremendous opportunity to rebuild states from the ground up. What do you think? How can folks get involved?
Yeah, so absolutely. So Republican elected officials on the state level have this mistake of thinking that we're going to show up and vote for them while they're caving to the demands of the left, catering to the left and not fighting for us. Remind your elected officials, contact your local state representative and tell them, hey, listen, unless you fight for election reform, we're going to primary you into unemployment. These people, if they're not going to fight for us, they deserve to be punished. They are not gods. They are not untouchable. We call the shots. We, the people, call the shots. They're representatives of our interests. If they aren't representing our interests, then they must be removed. And they need to be reminded of that and making them feel the heat on the state level. You as a voter, as a constituent, have all the power. So we need to make sure that people know that and they're not afraid to reach out. These people are not too powerful to be out of touch of you, with you and your interests. So send them emails, phone calls, flood their answering machines to the point where they have no choice than to push through election reform or be removed, because that is what we need and we cannot accept anything less.
Well, and I know that people are probably sitting there at home and saying, Tom, you just said the voting is rigged at the federal level. How come it's different at the state level? And again, I understand some big cities, it's not like this, but if you look at East Texas or Western Kansas or the lion's share of a lot of these states, I mean, Arizona is a good example, as is Georgia. If you get outside of Atlanta, you're talking races where it might be 1,000 votes total in the general election for the different candidates. And in the primary election, it might be 700. I mean, right. We could very easily, all across this country, if these people don't stand up for election integrity, I could knock on 500 doors in the course of a year. Lauren, I'm sure you did far more than that when you were on the campaign trail in Delaware. It just seems like this is a very, very easy fight to win if we, the American people, apply ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm in a super red district and I know my state senator has done nothing. You know, I could primary him and win easily. And that applies everywhere. You know, that applies everywhere. You know, if your elected official is failing you, run for office, primary him, call him out on his failures, make him spend money and punish them until they do what we want.
I love it. This, of course, is Lauren Witzke on the American Journal. We're going to be back on the other side to talk about the great betrayal. It's ongoing from the Republican Party at the national level under Ronna Romney. Don't go away.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Brought up Ronna McDaniel, Ronna Romney, as I like to call her. And this is, of course, the Republican chairwoman, the head of the Republican Party in theory. I mean, we all know Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy run this thing on paper. And in reality, President Trump runs the base. But this lady is driving me insane. All day on Twitter, every other tweet, she comes off as a wine mom who just desperately wants her kids back out of the house. Open schools, open schools, open schools. Finally, after being heckled by people like Scott Pressler, people like you, people like me about election integrity, she announces this phony little task force that's going to, they're going to get to the bottom of it, Lauren. They're going to make sure we have a free and fair election again. And of course, as you were just saying, it turns out that it's 12 people. All of them hate Trump. All of them are Republican establishment insiders. All of them are probably just fine with the status quo. Break this down for us if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So she plans on spending millions of dollars just to appease us. You know, like you said, she just sits on Twitter and, complains about how the hypocrisy of the left, oh, we need to reopen our schools, but she doesn't realize she has the funding and the power to actually do something about it. She has the organization to mobilize the people and get them out to actually push legislation to force our elected officials to change things. You know, what this is just a giant appeasement to make us feel better. Oh, well, the RNC is fighting for election integrity, so they think voters will be like, okay, well, I'll go out to vote because Ronna McDaniel assembled this task force and spent all this money on this task force. Stop donating to the GOP. That money will be wasted. It'll go to fund salaries of people who don't even believe there was fraud in the first place. They won't get rid of unsolicited mail-in ballots. They won't get rid, they won't be pushing legislation to get rid of ballot drop boxes. That's the grassroots effort. Support grassroots efforts who are actually on the ground fighting for election reform at the state level. You know, her name, she is Ronna Romney. I mean, that's what she is. She's Mitt Romney's niece. These people are never Trumpers. They're not on our side. And, you know, you have to think to yourself, when she tells me this, what, how does it benefit her if I believe her? Which I don't. You know, I don't believe they're doing anything to help us. And, you know, her task force is worthless and it's not going to help us at all. So we have to fight back, stop donating to the GOP, stop supporting the GOP, and make her feel the heat too. I've been going after her on Twitter. I know she's seeing it, and I'll continue to do so, but we need to get tons of people to flood her, email and her answering machine and tell her we demand more than a task force. That is not efficient. That is not going to help us. A think tank of people sitting around talking about how they can fix election reform as opposed to being on the ground forcing bills with teeth through the state legislators. And that's what we need. And she has the power to do it. She has the organization to do it. They have the money to do it. However, what they're doing is they're just putting on a show for us. And it's absolutely pathetic. And I refuse to accept it.
Well, and Lauren, I mean, we all remember the insane amount of money that they spent and that the Senate minority leader now, Mitch McConnell, spent to try to pull the wool over everybody's eyes in Georgia and make us hold our nose and vote for two complete losers. I mean, let's just be honest. What a couple of morons they tried to put up there. And then they turned and they screamed at us and they screamed at the people who were very prudently cautioning that the vote may be stolen on January 5th. So they smacked us, they spit in our face after that, and now they're coming around and saying, oh, okay, fine. We believe that there was voter fraud. I guess that we should do something about it. It's all just lip service, and I think that people are tired of it. I think that people are sick of the Republican Party at the national level. So, of course, how can folks actually help? I mean, if they're going to donate money, obviously we want them to go to InfoWarsStore.com, but we also want them, I think, to go to the Save America PAC. That's President Donald Trump's new political action committee. And of course, tell us about yours, because you, unlike Ronna Romney, are doing actual work to try to restore election integrity. So tell folks, how can they get involved with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can visit our website, www.holdthelinepac.com. There you can see updates on election reform on the state levels that we are supporting and going, and the elected officials that we are targeting and going after. But also please consider contributing. There's a contribute link in the upper right-hand corner. Even $5 helps me get down to Georgia to hold our elected officials' feet to the fire and make sure that they push this legislation through. These 8 bills, we really need support making sure that they go through in Georgia. We're starting in Georgia, then we're going to Arizona, then we're going to Pennsylvania. So we need your support. We need your help. We are a grassroots movement, but we are fighting for you, and we're doing infinitely more than the GOP is. And you can count on us to be good stewards of your money and fight for you. We won't let you down.
And let's talk a little bit more about Georgia, because I am shamefully a little bit ignorant on the current state of the fight there. I know that David Schaefer, the head of the Republican Party in Georgia, he seems to have a great head on his shoulders. He was desperately trying to get Raffensperger, this total loser, the Secretary of State of Georgia. He was trying to push him in the right direction. Turns out Raffensperger doesn't even run his own office. It's all this woman named Jordan Fuchs, who National File exclusively reported is the one who leaked, by the way, that phone call President Trump had to try to mediate. But tell us, what should we be on the lookout for? You mentioned, I think, 8 bills that are now up in Georgia. Who does the InfoWars audience need to be peacefully, politically applying pressure to get these things passed?
Yeah, call Republican state legislators in Georgia. I will actually put an article out with so follow my Hold the Line PAC page. I'll put an article out with all of their contact information so we can flood them to make sure that this goes all the way through and that we do not lose Georgia again. Speaking of the Georgia candidates, Loeffler and Perdue, you know, we don't have to vote for these people. They did not earn our votes. It's much easier to replace a bad Democrat than it is to replace a corrupt Republican already in office, Mitch McConnell being a great example. So we certainly dodged a bullet. And if we get election reform, Ossoff and, or Warnock's the one up for re-election. He'll be easy to get rid of in 2022 if we get election reform, especially in Georgia, because it is a red state. It was just stolen. So election reform, and then we start taking out these Democrats. That's what we're going to do, and we're not going to do it with weak Republicans like Loeffler. You know, they got to go. So I'm looking forward to taking Georgia on, tackling Georgia, and restoring Georgia back to being red like it was prior to 2020.
Well, and you must be Stacey Abrams. She must be a big fan of yours at this point, because of course she's the one who was bragging about getting, I think, 2 million mail-in ballots for the Democrats there in the January 5 runoff. I mean, she has run roughshod over that state. She still thinks she's the governor. I mean, she never conceded the election in 2018. And after the performance we've seen from Kemp down there, maybe she's right, Lauren. Maybe she is the governor of Georgia.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly Stacey Abrams is calling the shots, but I'm certainly going to cut her off at the knees. She can't send out 2 million mail-in ballots when those ballots don't exist. And that is what my goal is going to be. I'm going to cut these Democrat, these huge machines, well-funded machines, who are funded by the globalist oligarchy who want to keep the voters suppressed and our voices suppressed. You know, they're going to give the argument, oh, you just want voter suppression. No, they're the ones suppressing our voices and our vote through election fraud. So I'm going to be cutting Stacey Abrams out from under her knees. I'm going to be making her life miserable, and it's going to be great. And I'm going to win. We're going to win.
Well, that's just it. I mean, they have no actual energy. They have no actual support. It's all a hollow shell that has funding. I mean, you know who their support is, Lauren. It's Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, which whenever, by the way, be Republican, Democrat, whatever, whenever they try to say there wasn't enough election fraud to overturn an election, that's my number one question. Well, if it wasn't fraud, then what were Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss doing in that video? Why don't we have an answer for that? How come nobody is willing to give me an answer? What were they doing in that video? That's because we all know what they were doing. Lauren Witzke, thank you so much for appearing on the broadcast. How can folks connect with you on social media?
Yeah, so please follow me on Twitter at at Lauren Witzke DE. Witzke is spelled WITZKE. Lauren Witzke DE. Please follow my Twitter page. Also, you can sign up for our newsletter at www.holdthelinepack.com. Please consider contributing, but please sign up for our email list, and we'll keep you up to date on what you can do to help me push election reform on the state level. And we will win. 2022 belongs to America first, and we will not stop fighting.
I love it. Lauren Witzke, thanks again for appearing on the show. This is, of course, The American Journal, and we will be right back as we head into hour two of the broadcast. I see why Harrison has so much energy doing the show. It's a lot of fun, especially when you have people like Lauren on. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I have had a major wake-up call living in Texas this last week about how important storable food is. Now, I have plenty of storable food in my house, but my notion has always been this is last-case scenario, worst-case scenario, like end-of-America, apocalyptic-type scenario, but I'm realizing now that's not the case. Folks, they can shut off the power, they can shut off the water at any given moment. Now, I was lucky I had plenty of food in my fridge and in my pantry that I didn't have to dig into my storable food. But many people in Texas didn't. Don't be in that situation. Don't have that major wake-up call. When they come to shut down your power and they shut down the stores and the food supply, have the backup, have the insurance, and be ready to feed yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors with the storable food, best quality, best price, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio.
Welcome back. You are watching The American Journal. I am Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, filling in for Harrison Smith today as he is off with the birth of his first child. That is so exciting. That's really the solution. We just need to outproduce the enemy, the political enemy. And I think that Harrison alone, if this is any indication, he's a pretty young man. He may keep Texas red going into the next few decades here. So I want to take a brief moment because I'm looking at the plug sheet today and I'm alarmed because it's true what it says. The supply chain in this country, you're seeing it at every level, is breaking down. It's a slow motion collapse that they started almost 1 year ago. Groceries are going through the roof, and now they're saying that it's just never going to go away. You compound this with rolling blackouts, which I'm sure are going to be the new rolling COVID lockdowns. That was so last year. Now we don't get power. We don't get water. So it is time to prepare. It is time to prepare with Alex. It is time to buy storable food at InfoWars.com and turbocharge your defenses with some of the incredible deals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter sun, which is absolutely vital. You have to get these vitamins in order to survive. 25% off DNA Force Plus, which I am a big, big fan of. I can give you my personal experience if we have time. 25% off, which is a tremendous deal because it's a little bit on the pricey side, but boy, does it work. Ultra 12 is now back in stock and already 50% off. Liquid Pure Turmeric Extract, 50% off, which I know people who absolutely swear by all of InfoWars. Turmeric products. Bodies is tremendous as well. Not even on sale and it gets a plug, but liquid pure turmeric extract. Give it a shot. I've heard that it, many people say it works better for them than Bodies. Lung Cleanse Plus, as you're breathing in this wonderful polluted air and that is being pumped around the country by China as the airstream brings it our way. Very important. 50% off. Nascent Iodine Surface Spray as well. 50% off. Very exciting deals at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, what's really exciting is when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, when you buy these products, you not only get something that you need, something that makes your life better, something that gives you peace of mind if you're buying storable food, but you are protecting and you are funding and you are enforcing really the InfoWar. You are keeping this network going. You are making it so Harrison has a job when he comes back from paternity leave. You are making it so Alex can continue to bring the breaking news and interviews that shapes the political sphere, whether the establishment likes to admit it or not. And you, of course, are paying for Owen Schroyer to rabble rouse around the country and speak truth to power. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you are acting in defiance of the oligarchs. You are acting in defiance of the deep state. It is a mini revolution every single time you get that 360 win. So I highly encourage it. One thing that I don't think gets enough play, and I hope they're not out of stock already. If so, I'm going to feel very bad about it, is the Alexa Pure, both the breeze and the air and the water purifiers. I have both in my home. I bought one for a year or so ago for Christmas for my family. They use it every single day. These things are tremendous. And it is just another way. I mean, we have them here at the office because it's a musty old office building. I love the building. The studio is great. But when you walk in the middle of winter, especially, and they're pumping that recycled furnace air into every single office, it just comes across as hard to breathe. It makes you cough, makes you wheeze if you have allergies or asthma. And there it is, Alexa Pure Breeze on sale, believe it or not. I didn't even know. It wasn't even in the plug sheet. I love this thing. I cannot say enough good things about it, and it's incredibly affordable as far as air purifiers go. One of them will completely fix a very large size room. I've used it in rooms as large as 1,000 square feet before. Worked like a charm. And the filters are incredibly cheap. You get them at InfoWarsStore.com as well, and they're easy. You just pop the old ones out, pop the new one in, and you're good to go for, in my experience, depending on how much pollutants your mileage may vary. But you're good to go pretty much for a good quarter or 6 months. Highly recommend. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this network and you will be the tip of the spear. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal. I'm Tom Papper. We'll be right back on the other side with more news.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And we're going to go outside. We're going to refuse their stupid test. And tell everybody to refuse their stupid test. So, yeah. Hi. Yes, because I have a medical condition, so I don't need to wear one. And I'm also a Canadian citizen, and this is a violation of our Charter Rights, Section 6, and a violation of the Emergency Act 14.1. So I'm going to be declining your test today. Okay. Thank you very much. No problem. I'll happily do that. Everybody in here, if you are a Canadian citizen, simply deny the test, deny their quarantine, and there's nothing you can do. They cannot stop you. They cannot force you. You are a citizen. You have rights. If you want to wait in the line for 2 hours, let them put up your nose. Go right ahead. But if you have a brain and you have balls, just say no. That's fine. I have a body. I have a camera on as well. So, yes, everybody, this is what you do. You say no to their test, no to their quarantine, and if you're a citizen or a permanent resident, there's absolutely nothing they can do but acknowledge that you have rights, and they have to respect that. Is that not true? Say it's true for the camera, everybody. Say it's true.
Do you have some identification?
I do, of course. That's not a problem. I refuse to take your test 1,000,000%.
No problem.
And everybody in here, Canadian citizens, you can refuse the test. Just say no. Don't wait in line, and there's nothing they can do. Okay, I will not yell. That's true. But I just want you guys to acknowledge for 91,000 people watching that anybody can refuse the test. Perfect. Thank you. You guys hear that? Straight from the horse's mouth, straight from the police, refuse the test. Ooh, I'm getting a ticket. Oh, not another one of those tickets. You know, tell everybody how many people have been convicted of those tickets in Canada. Answer? Zero. How many people have been charged? Thousands. How many people convicted? Zero. Why? It's a violation of our charter rights. So when that ticket goes to court, they throw it the f*** out. It's that simple. So I'm waiting for my little fine. Thanks, guys. I just want everybody to acknowledge that this is perfectly legal, perfectly acceptable. Thank you.
That ladies and gentlemen, is the energy that we need as we go into this new paradigm of attempted total and complete control. That man's name is Chris Skye. He uploaded that video to Instagram, and it is simply him refusing, because now this is how totalitarian our society is. When you go to Canada, you are supposed to let them shove a, whatever you call it, a Q-tip up your nose, tap your brain with it just once or twice, keep it up there for 45 seconds, and then diagnose you with COVID. But not for Chris Skye. He denied the intrusion. He denied the medical tyranny with a big, you know what, eating grin on his face, and they were absolutely powerless to stop him. And that's the message here. These people are not used to being challenged. They believe that their authority is absolute, and that you, as a slave, as a peasant, as a serf, as a plebe, you have no ability to question what they say to do. You have no ability. Oh my God, poor Alex. You have no ability to tell them no. That's what these people are told by their superiors. That's the message they receive on the TV screen. That's the message they receive from Anthony Fauci. But it's not true. You are a free, beautiful, independent human being, and you can say no to this garbage. 9 times out of 10, I have not worn a mask except to travel to the Million MAGA March, and I wore it to a couple church functions where they made it required, and then that created a bunch of drama. But 99% of my life, probably more than that, 99.99999% of my life, I don't wear these things. I don't take the test. I don't play along with their game. And does it make life a little more hard? Do I occasionally get stares? Do I have to cause fights in the grocery store? Yes. Is it worth it? As it was for this man, the answer is absolutely, unequivocally, resoundingly, yes. It is always worth standing up to the bullies. It is always worth telling them no. And like bullies, as this man, Chris Skye, just proved. By the way, the article is up at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Like this man just proved, when you stand up to the bully, 10 times out of 10, that bully is going to back down. We all remember what it was like in grade school. The bully comes up for you and says, "Hey, you got a dollar? Let me get your lunch money." No. No, you can't have my lunch money, bully. No, you can't shove a Q-tip up my nose. No, you can't make me breathe in my own bad breath for 5 hours because I've been on an airplane. No, no, I'm not playing along, Mr. Bully. 10 times out of 10, maybe 9.9 times out of 10, that bully is going to back down, and you are going to feel better for it. I hope this man has a tremendously successful life. I bet he felt like he was on top of the world. And let's talk about this. So this is Justin Trudeau. This is him on yesterday, February 22nd. Update, if you're flying back to Canada, you'll need to show a negative PCR test before you board the plane. And as of today, you'll need to take another PCR test when you land. You'll then have to wait at an approved hotel at your own expense for your test results. That's the Prime Minister of Canada. Not for this guy, though. Not for Chris Skye. And just how insane is that? Say you're traveling, you're not just going to Disney World. Say there's a death in the family or something like that. Then you're going to have to pay for two tests. And what is the logic? You're on a 3-hour flight. Let's say you're going from Detroit to Canada. You're on a 3-hour flight, and they got to stick a Q-tip up your nose twice. And then you got to quarantine in a hotel for 14 days. Man, whoever Canada's version of Dr. Fauci is, he must be even worse than our guy. My God, how insane is that? This just goes without saying, but it goes against common sense. There is no other illness in the world that we do this to. Not even Ebola, by the way. I was reading just the other day, I think it might be up in National File, Chris Christie, he was the only governor in one of the last Ebola outbreaks. He made the people who went over there to volunteer and to help, when they came back to America, he forced them to quarantine. And there's just a little smidgen of a difference, is there not, between a disease that makes you bleed through your eyeballs and your nose and every orifice until you drown in a puddle of your own blood. That's Ebola. And COVID, which is achoo for 99% of the people who get it. And Fauci, at the time, slammed Chris Christie and said he was otherizing and he was invading privacy and he was a bad man. Well, now Canada's doing it, America's doing it, Britain's doing it. You have to quarantine. You must stick things up your nose. Absolutely ridiculous. We need more cursed skies in the world. We need more people who are willing to stand up to the COVID tyrants. We need more people who are just going to go to that bully and say, no, I have the right to say no. By the way, this is a fun anecdote that a friend of mine who lives in North Dakota also has never worn a mask was telling me. He claims he has a religious exemption. And he walked into a store and they said, hey man, where's your mask? And he says, no, I'm religious. I can't wear a mask. I have a religious exemption to your order. And the guy goes, what religion says you can't wear a face mask? And then in his beautiful, northern United States accent, are you saying you ask the religion of everyone who walks in your story? I don't think that's right. I think the media would like to know that you don't sell to my religion. And they became, and all of a sudden the guy backs off. You stand up to the bully. 10 times out of 10, the bully backs down and you walk away feeling great about yourself. Well, coming up shortly, we're going to have another guy, not this next segment, the one after that. We're going to have another guy who stands up against bullies. He is standing up to Kinzinger, who is currently admonishing his own voters. And of course, believes the fake news that President Trump lost the election without any form of fraud. More about the Biden regime, what they're planning, Merrick Garland, China, and more on the other side of this very short commercial break. Remember, you can watch that full video, Infowars.com.
Actually bought this, it blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never
Join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right. Welcome back to the American Journal. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Harrison Smith today as he is out with his first child. And the Biden regime is just getting more and more comical as the days go on. The poor guy can't speak. He can't think. He doesn't know which way is right, which way is off the stage, which way is on the stage. He doesn't know where he is, he revealed during the CNN interview. He wakes up every morning and he asks his wife, Jill, where am I? He says the Chinese genocide of the Uyghur ethnic minority, it's not even about religion to the Chinese. No, it's about the ethnicity. They're not enough like them. They have some beliefs in God that they don't like, even though they are, they believe in Allah. You cannot have that. You cannot have any of that in China. So that's just a different cultural norm and you have to respect it. And speaking of respect, Merrick Garland, of course, the guy who Obama put up to be the Supreme Court justice, and the Democrat media said it was a good thing and conservatives should go along with it because, well, Merrick Garland, he votes like John Roberts. So we should love that, right? No, of course not. No, nobody was dumb enough to fall for that. Well, now he's going to be, it looks like, the Attorney General. It's pretty much a done deal. And when he assumes that post, one of the first things he's going to do is he's going to use the power of the Department of Justice to ensure, to, dare I say, demand that you, the American people, treat the media respectfully. I wish I were making this up. Biden regime AG pick Merrick Garland will use office to ensure respectful treatment of liberal media. Articles up at nationalfile.com. Merrick Garland, the longtime anti-Second Amendment radical nominated for the position of Attorney General by Joe Biden, indicated in his prepared remarks for Monday's Senate hearing he will use the power of his office to enforce respectful treatment of the press. Once confirmed. Respectful treatment of the press. For some reason, call it a wild hair, I don't know, intuition, a gut feeling. I don't think that he's talking about InfoWars. I don't think he's talking about Alex Jones. I don't think he's talking about National File. I don't think he's talking about Harrison Smith or Owen Schroyer. I don't think he's talking about any of us. In fact, I think that they may just criminalize making fun of Jim Acosta over at CNN or making fun of the court eunuch over at CNN or making fun of any of these absolute nincompoops who they put out for us to be our soothsayers, the people who tell us how to live our lives. In fact, maybe Merrick Garland in his infinite wisdom will just make it illegal to criticize CNN altogether. Could you imagine the FBI coming and knocking on your door and saying, we saw your tweet about CNN. You can't say that. We saw that body slamming meme. You can't do that. That is the near future under the Biden regime. And by the way, so we're going to make sure the liberal media is taken care of. No more hurt feelings for Jim Acosta No more hurt feelings for that raccoon-eyed weirdo they have over on CNN. No more hurt feelings for Megyn Kelly. But Merrick Garland also says that Antifa attacks on federal courthouses are not domestic terrorism because, get this, they happen at night. These people, I can't decide. I oscillate back and forth. Are they evil or are they stupid? And the answer to both may simply be yes. During the Senate confirmation hearing, the U.S. Circuit judge indicated he believes election integrity protests are domestic terrorism. Story's up on National File. But Antifa and Black Lives Matter attacks on federal courthouses are not domestic terrorism because, in his words, the attacks happened at night. It happened at night, so therefore it's not domestic terrorism. And by the way, the day Biden was inaugurated, or anointed, as I prefer to say, the Antifa in both Seattle and Portland went crazy. They hate Biden. They say he's just another arm of the white supremacist power structure and must be opposed. It's a great example of your own your chickens coming home to roost, I guess. But they attacked the in Portland, the Democrat office, their headquarters, and they scrawled F. Biden all over. It can't even show the images on American Journal because the TV affiliates will get in trouble. But literally all over the building, F. Biden, F. Biden, F. Biden. And then their counterparts in Seattle attacked a federal courthouse that is named for a man who was interned by the Democrats in the 1940s during the Second World War, a Japanese man. So you have these Antifa attacking and entering in some cases they make it inside, a federal building named for a minority, no less. But that's not insurrection, says Merrick Garland. I mean, that one courthouse, I think in Portland, has been under siege for like 2 years. They just throw Molotov cocktails at it every single night. And thank God these people can't throw to save their lives, so it never does much damage. But it's still the intent is there. The intent is there. And it's not domestic terrorism because it happens at night, which this isn't happening at night. The video the TV viewers are seeing right now, it's happening in broad daylight. So maybe that is domestic terrorism under the new attorney general. Somebody send Antifa the memo. They're only allowed to do these things at night from now on. This is the full quote responding to Josh Hawley, who asked, let me ask you about the assaults on federal property in places other than Washington, D.C., Portland, for instance, Seattle. Do you regard assaults on federal courthouses or other federal property as acts of domestic extremism or domestic terrorism, asked Hawley. Garland responds, well, Senator, my own definition, which is about the same as the statutory definition, is the use of the violence or threats of violence in an attempt to disrupt democratic processes. The judge continued, so an attack on a courthouse while in operation, trying to prevent judges from actually deciding cases, that is plainly domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism. An attack on a government property at night or under any other kind of circumstances is a clear crime and a serious one and should be punished. But that's where I draw the line. Both are criminal, but one is a core attack on our democratic institutions. So there you go, Portland Antifa. I disavow violence. I disavow insurrection. I disavow all the things I'm supposed to disavow. I disavow Alex Jones because Mark Zuckerberg said I had to. But Antifa just got the green light. They could, and I'm not saying they should, burn these courthouses to the ground. And so long as they do it at night, when there's no business happening inside, they're fine. They're not insurrectionists. They're not domestic terrorists. They're just mostly peaceful protesters having a fiery but peaceful protest. Burn it to the ground. Make it so the judge can't come back and work tomorrow. Make it so the whole building is unusable. You got to put barbed wire fence around it. You got to have 10-foot high walls outside a federal courthouse. Burn it. Burn it to the ground. You're not a domestic terrorist, so as long as you are done before 6:23 in the morning when the sun rises. This is such a joke, and this is our life. This is our government. This is our leaders in the Biden regime telling us how it's going to be. Don't go away. Great guests coming up on the other side.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert filling in for Harrison today. And my guest for the rest of this hour is Jim Martyr. He is a candidate for U.S. Congress in Illinois, and he is challenging the one, the only Adam Kinzinger. And Jim, thanks so much for joining us. I just wanted to read a couple of your opponent's tweets from the last couple days. The problem, he was censured, of course, by a county in Illinois for his decision to openly and vocally oppose President Trump. He writes this: "The problem with your censure frenzy and your 76 million vote figure is that 82 million voted differently, and we live in a country that respects that. Thanks for playing, though." Then he adds the next day, 74 million voted for Trump, 81 million for Biden. Biden won by the same electoral vote margin Trump won in his 2016 landslide. My district, 65% for Kinzinger, only 56% for Trump. It's clear Trump lost. To win again, we need to not embrace him, but move on from him. And now... So, Jim, you are, of course, running against this lunatic and this loser. Tell us a little bit about your campaign and about your ridiculous, over-the-top, silly, stupid primary opponent here.
Look, good morning, everyone. Great to be on. He is out of control. Look, he's been out of control since he was elected to Congress in the early a decade ago, and this is his second district. And immediately after he came out as a conservative Tea Party candidate, he started showing his true self that he's not. And in over a decade in Congress, he's done nothing but vote for omnibus bills with funding for everything under the sun. No calling out anything on getting rid of it, funding for Planned Parenthood, and also becoming little John McCain, a media darling, and attacking fellow Republicans. So that's Adam Kinzinger kind of in a nutshell for you.
And so he of course claims that he is immensely more popular than the former president in his own district, in your district. Is that the feeling you get being on the ground? Are people just holding up signs whenever he walks outside and expressing their support for Kinzinger?
Well, they were holding up signs, not expressing their support for him. One of the largest counties in the district, LaSalle, had a little rally, which he was actually invited to come and address it. And had he come, it would have been a different format because they were going to say, hey, look, come here and explain yourself. Let's have a conversation. It's a county which he hasn't showed up at a Republican meeting in over 6 years. The signs, lots of good ones. I can't repeat some of them, but most of them were essentially saying, you know, we're done with you, Adam. You're supposed to be representative. You don't show up and represent us. And in Washington, you're attacking our fellow Republicans. You're attacking our party. And oh, by the way, you just attacked over 75 million Americans who believe that there is something up with this election, that everything is not what it seems, at least according to the left and the judges who don't want to allow us the ability to hear evidence, see evidence, and have that jurisprudence that is necessary to determine if there is fraud or not. I mean, they literally shut us off on every front without hearing it. Have you ever heard of that? I mean, in a local election, if there's a problem, you have a chance to go adjudicate the problem in the election, and you get to see the ballots, you get to see the data, you get to look at the evidence, and they don't want to do any of that this time. And so Adam apparently hasn't looked at anything, because the day after the election, he's already congratulating Biden on his victory. And he's taken no time to evaluate anything and look at it for real. And neither the courts and neither is the Supreme Court. So now we have three Supreme Court justices who apparently don't understand the Constitution, which is such a shame. And those were our appointees.
And that is really the big message here, I think, is that the courts refuse to hear it. So therefore, the Democrats and people like Kinzinger can say, well, there is no evidence. There's no such thing as a voter fraud. Most secure election in history. I think that's what Bill Barr said. So it's so obvious to those of us who are paying attention to what's going on. And I think that that is the source of some of the frustration that you saw at that event. So I'm curious, what has the response been like to your campaign? I would assume that you are the insurgent insurgent coming in to hold this guy's feet to the fire. And it's remarkable, by the way, that you're doing this all the way in February of 2021. That must be how unpopular Kinzinger is. So tell us a little bit about your or the people's response to you and your campaign in the state, Mr. Martyr.
Yes. So look, I have unfinished business. This is why I got in. I had a lot of people reaching out to me immediately about this. And it's why I decided to even get in. I did run against him in 2018. Grassroots candidate. I had the support of the state central committeeman, the deputy state central committeeman of his congressional district. I had the support of quite a few of the county chairmen, most of the precinct committeemen, almost all the Tea Party and grassroots groups. But he basically pivoted and lied, kind of like Bill Clinton-ish, you know, a little bit. But the bottom line was he came out and told them once again in the 2018 election he was a conservative. But at that time he was never Trumper. It was Hillary. He was backing Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election on Fox News, confirmed that he never voted for President Trump, was constantly attacking him until that primary. Then all of a sudden, the establishment neocons we know well in Washington came around, said, Adam, get yourself under control, brought him in, got him to shut up for a little while. The Illinois GOP ran, paid for most of his ads and told us how conservative it was, even though things on the Second Amendment, the first thing he does is jump on the bump stock ban when we have a tragedy in, Arizona or Nevada, sorry. He's very, you know, the things he says he is every time he runs just isn't true. He's got a conservative review rating, in the 30s. It was 36 when I started back then. I think it's down around 30 now. Big fat F. Open borders. The guys, look, he wants gun control now. He's talking common sense gun laws, magazine bans, all kinds of crazy stuff. This is the guy who runs as a conservative every time. People are fed up of it. I had a little get together with some folks in Princeton, Illinois on Saturday, in the heart of the district. And I asked the folks in that room, I said, how many of you voted for Adam Kinzinger in 2018? Quite a big number, by the way. I said, I'm not going to hold that against you, but look at this. How many of you are voting for him this time? Not a one of them. So people at big events, Scott Pressler had an event also on Saturday morning. I was there as well. Well over 150 people showed up for that, probably more as they were coming and going, and all came out for one single purpose, and that was to primary Adam Kinzinger in 2022. We are going to take him out. The only thing we don't know is with the crazy Democrats in charge of redistricting, we have no idea what the new district's going to look like. So it's a redistricting year. The Democrats in Illinois are in control. And they probably want to keep their little buddy Adam safe, but you never know.
Well, and that you do have to wonder about that, because he is, of course, he's the, I don't want to say it, but he's the controlled opposition. He's part of the John McCain caucus, which you would think would be starting to go away in the age of Trump. And maybe now is finally when it's going to happen. So, Jim, I want to talk a little bit more in the next segment about your background, because you bring a new and fresh perspective, I think, to politics. You're not a career politician. You haven't been doing this like Adam Kinzinger basically your entire adult professional life. You have actually lived and had a successful life. And now, like President Trump, you are turning to politics to try to allow other people, I think, to have some of the success that you've had. So I want to touch on that. And I also want to touch on just some of this guy's blatant betrayals. You named several of them. I mean, any Republican who is using the same quote unquote common sense gun law that is coming out of the Biden administration. And then we see what that is with Biden. He wants to make it so you have to have two bullets at a time shoot from your gun. And he wants to give the government the ability to take away your guns if you've ever even been investigated for a crime. It's insane. Right. So don't go away. We have, of course, our guest, Mr. Martyr, martyrforcongress.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, Kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only Kava Kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Our guest is Jim Martyr. He's a Republican running for Congress against Adam Kinzinger in the great state of Illinois. And this guy Kinzinger, I was just reading some of his quotes, and I want to touch on some other things as well. But in 2016, he went on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. And he said that he was going to oppose Trump. He said that Trump is a bad guy and I'm an American before a Republican. That's the guy who Illinois unfortunately keeps sending back. So, Jim, right. Enough about this loser for now. Cause we promised, by the way, in 2020 that if the Republicans didn't stand by President Trump, we were going to primary their sorry selves. And now here we are. You are one of the first guys to do it. And I'm very, very happy to have that. Tell us a little bit about your history. You're a very successful entrepreneur. You've been married for 33 years. Tell the folks what a real Republican looks like.
Yeah. So, you know, my wife and I have raised our four kids. I was involved in all kinds of things, scout leader for 17 years, coached my sons and daughters' basketball teams, coached swimming back in the day before my kids were there and when the first couple were younger, and have our first grandchildren, second on the way, and we're just here to help our family and our friends keep America what America should be. I do software consulting, many major industries in America, around the world. I work around the world with people every day. Right now from this office you see right here, but before the pandemic, I used to travel quite a bit. I've been around the world, been south of the border in Mexico, worked at clients down there. You know, and I can tell you, people, we have to treat people with their human dignity from all around the world. But we cannot allow the kind of things that go on with cartels, coyotes, human trafficking, drug trafficking, sex trafficking. This is what, this is what kind of motivates me to get into politics. You know, if we were doing the right things in Washington, I never would have got in. So my kids are grown up. I'm done on the local level doing a lot of service that I've done for quite a while, and got involved about 5.5 years ago in the local Republican Party, and it led to just me looking around and saying, well, where are these people that are running our representatives in Washington? What are they? So I took on the biggest the biggest establishment hack rhino Republicans I could find, starting with Senator Mark Kirk at the time. And, it went from there. It wasn't to me, it was like, I don't need to do this, but I feel that we have to have a choice and a vote, a way to vote for somebody who actually represents working class America, will put America first, will stand for the party, our platform, our convictions, who, honor God and life. And we don't have those kind of people in Washington, especially here in Illinois. Mark Kirk was the first one. Adam Kinzinger was the next. That was one that, wasn't even, I was recruited for that. There were some things that were supposed to happen that didn't. But you know what? I stayed in because I had grassroots. I had Republican Party chairman. I had state central committeeman. I had precinct committeeman and grassroots people all around the district back me. It wasn't enough. You have to be able to raise money. And that's one of the reasons I'm in early on this. But, it's my life experience working with people from all around the world, seeing how things are made, manufactured. I get to walk factory lines in places no one really gets to do the stuff I get to do. I get to see foundries in action, how they create molds, they pour metal, and out comes, a big hunk of iron that's turned into a part for a railroad wheel or a bolster, or see how little fuses are put together, the ones that are actually stuck into your car, how automotive coatings are made, or how the agricultural industry works, and how all these varieties of crops and things are prepared and made. So I've been in almost every industry under the sun, and to me, it's bringing some of this stuff to Washington, someone that actually knows how things are made, who actually walk the line and talk to people at the shipping dock and the receiving dock and work on the factory line and understand what they have to do day in and day out to for their lives to make America great and really, make this world a better place all around the world. So I get a chance to do those kind of things. And I want to bring some of that to Washington, not this nonsense of representation or lack thereof that we have from people that have no loyalty to their oath, no loyalty to the party or the platform that they pledge their support to. And then in addition to that, Kinzinger runs on the back of Trump in 2018. He takes his never Trumper status, hides it under the covers, and says he's not that, says he's with the president, and then he comes out and he does all this nonsense this year, starts attacking him because he didn't get an Air Force appointment, and it got worse from there. Pretty soon he's back into full never Trumper mode. He's the media darling on all the MSNBCs, the CNNs, and finally he caps that off, you know, like spiking the football as he's playing for the other side with his impeachment, the sham impeachment too that he voted for. And then he even goes back and says, well, I should have voted for him in impeachment one. You got to be kidding me. I mean, this is the guy who was pushing the fake Hillary Russian dossier, and he's telling us that he knows what's going on. I mean, the guy's just off the rails. Can't trust
to
him.
To your point, you mentioned, you know, the blue collar background and how, you know, you've worked with these people, you've helped them be successful, you've listened to them and taken their concerns to the actual managers who are people like Kinzinger. And that's something that I don't think Kinzinger and the other establishment Republicans understand. This isn't the party of 5 years ago. The Republican Party has grown something like 15% among blue collar workers, 10% among black blue collar workers. This isn't the party where you go to the country club and you sit there and you say horrible things. Oh my God, they think they're going to try to unionize those horrible workers of mine in right. The factory. This is a different new day in the Republican Party, and I think that you are going to be a big part of it. So tell us a little bit about your district, because I don't think a lot of people understand, and you have a tremendous chance of winning in my humble estimation, because people don't understand. Outside of Chicago, Illinois is a pretty darn red state. People want good Republicans. Go ahead.
That is true. I mean, Illinois was a very red state until recently, but it's still, you know, we're 85% plus red when you look at the land mass, if not more. But the problem is it's the concentration of the blue in and around coming out of Chicago. So the current 16th district wraps around the Chicago area. It goes from the Wisconsin border, through Winnebago County and Rockford on the north end, through the middle in LaSalle County, and it wraps all the way around to the Indiana border in Iroquois County. So it's got 14 counties, all connected in between there. Lots of different things going on, manufacturing, automotive, of course, a lot of agriculture, not only farms and, bigger industry agriculture like seed companies. We have many nuclear power plants, very important. You know, the Biden administration and the leftists want to kill anything. You know, I don't know how nuclear power doesn't qualify as their green energy, because it's one of the cleanest energies we have on the planet. And again, so we've got all these things they want to kill. And, that's kind of what this district is. A lot of hardworking people out there. I'm just trying to get through it. And in the state of Illinois, it's like the People's Republic of China. So Kinzinger, friends to the Biden administration, CCP Biden, as we call him out here, because they're a sellout. Him and McConnell are sellout to China, cheap labor and cheap products flowing to America. President Trump stood up to that. And even the farmers here, you know, all the Democrats, they don't like the tariffs. No, the farmers wanted some action against China, and they were happy for the way that came about and how the program worked and how they were able to open new markets for the farmers in North America and around the world. So these are the things that, you know, Kinzinger's out there selling us out on every front, endless wars. He's part of the neocon McCain, those kind of folks that want to do arms deals with, bad actors. When there's two bad actors going after each other, I think we need to stay out of that, like President Trump does. Kinzinger wants to get involved and do arms deals with these folks. And, you know, the list goes on and on of the things that he will go after and do with the left, and basically run their playbook, vote for the big bills with them, and make sure everything they want to get done gets passed.
I could not have said it any better. Well, Jim Martyr, tell folks where they can find you online. How can they get involved with the campaign?
Yeah, we're at martyrforcongress.com or .us, and that's out there, up and running. We need all the help we can get. This is a battle for our country, our future. It's a battle for America.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld.
But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. We are already in hour three of The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of nationalfile.com, filling in for Harrison today. If you're just tuning in, the day has finally come. Harrison is off for the birth of his first child. We congratulate him, and I'm very excited for him and a little bit jealous myself. So I wanted to take a second. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Sheriff Richard Mack. He's going to talk about his organization, which is a constitutional organization. It is Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and he's going to tell us about an event they've got coming up to train law enforcement officers and private individuals how to resist the CCP Biden regime at the local level. Local nullification, a good patriotic constitutional sheriffs. This is going to be a big part of how we peacefully, legally, and lawfully take America back from the clutches of these horrible human beings. I want to also take a moment, because if I don't, then they won't let me come back, to plug InfoWarsStore.com. It is so vital to go to this website to give your support to fellow patriots. A lot of these things, when you look at the current deals, which I'll go through in just a second, when you look at them, these are things that many of us buy at Whole Foods or at CVS or at the local supplement store that's probably owned by a blue-haired liberal. And these are why would you give your money to those people if you can instead give your money to people who are putting their neck out every single day and fighting for you on the front lines, the tip of the spear? That is, of course, InfoWars. Some of these deals are absolutely fantastic. It's a wonderful opportunity to turbocharge your defenses in the new year. Winter Sun Plus is selling out fast at 25% off. DNA Force Plus selling out fast as well, 25% off. Ultra 12, which is a delicious, delicious thing, by the way. That's the issue with many of these. There's no artificial sweeteners. There's no sugar in them, but they're just so good. They're just so natural. They're just so concentrated that they're delicious. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. Liquid Pure Turmeric Extract, 50% off. Lung Cleanse Plus back in stock, 50% off. Nesen Iodine Surface Spray, 50% off as well. This is your opportunity to really get prepared as the supply chain breaks down slowly but surely. It's amazing. I don't know if you've had this experience, but every week when I go to the store, sometimes I can stretch 2 weeks, and milk, of all things, is getting more and more expensive. I remember thinking just after China Joe got in, and I'm thinking, my God, how come milk is up to $2 the next week? How is milk $2.50 this most recent week? How on earth is milk $2.75? This is the Biden economy. This is the supply chain collapse. InfoWars, of course, has storable foods that will last you a decade or more. Get a month's supply and be ready to go the next time they turn off the power grids, the next time the wind turbines freeze and there's not enough natural gas to make up for it, the next time they blame COVID for the power collapse. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com. I see Knockout is also 40% off. And when I host these early shows, I'm a late night person. I'm often working until 12 or 1 in the morning. Ask any of the writers on National File and they'll back me up on that. When I'm working late like that, one thing I will do, or when I can't work late because I have to be up at 6 a.m. to plan a show like today, I'll pop a Knockout and take it at about 9:30 p.m. It'll start working at about 10, and I will sleep a solid, uninterrupted 8 hours. Couldn't wake up if I wanted to. It is that powerful and that amazing. And then I feel amazing. I feel rested. The bags are gone under my eyes, and I'm ready to go and deliver a 3-hour broadcast right here on the American Journal. Fantastic product. I also recommend you get a water filter. If you're not filtering your water, think about this. If you're not filtering your water with a good, high-quality filter like you can get at InfoWarsStore.com, you are trusting the same people who let wind turbines freeze and they let the grid collapse because COVID, and you're letting them control your water supply. Absolutely insane. I would never do it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God is not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Harrison today, and our guest for the rest of this hour is a very impressive man, Sheriff Richard Mack. He's the founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. They have a massive event planned for this week. I think you can still register today with some fantastic speakers, and he is focused on local legal ways to resist unconstitutional gun control and power grabs from the Biden regime. Sheriff Mack, thank you so much for joining us today. If you can, tell us a little bit about this big event you've got going on right in Texas.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and it's an honor to be on InfoWars with you. Thank you so much. But yes, the event this weekend is for all law enforcement, all sheriffs, especially in Texas, because we've been wanting to have an event in Texas for 10 years. Got it. We've had events and conventions and conferences and seminars all across the country. And I said that this is for all law enforcement and sheriffs, public officials, and for their boss, the people. And every one of these public officials, especially state and local, we know Washington, D.C. public officials don't answer to the people anymore. But local officials still do, and we're doing training to make sure that the connection between the Constitution, local public officials, especially sheriffs, and the people happen, and that we understand that a connection between the three is still happening and is perpetuated, and that we take back America and we take back our Constitution and we restore liberty to this country, city by city, county by county, and one sheriff at a time. And I say sheriff, we invite all public officials to be a part of that, but the sheriff is the only elected law enforcement official in the county anywhere in the country, and he directly reports to we the people. And I want everybody to understand that. The sheriff has no other boss except for the people in his county. And that's a very unique part of our constitutional republic. So this weekend, starting Friday morning, we will be in the Woodlands just outside Houston, and everybody can still attend. And what you should be trying to do is, I don't care where you are in the country, but especially if you're close to Texas and the Houston area, try to get your sheriff or your friend that's a deputy or anyone else in law enforcement, or anyone in public service, mayor, city councils, county commissioners, whoever you can get there, try to get them there, because what we promise is that they will not leave the same. They will be more dedicated to protect and serve, uphold and defend. Those four words are our, CSPOA motto, protect, serve, uphold, defend, which brings all of it together as to what local officials should actually be doing. Do you know that a patrol officer's duty is not just to sit there and write tickets, but it's actually to protect liberty and keep their oath of office?
Well, and you have some fantastic speakers lined up. You have Chris Ann Hall, Senator Bob Hall, one of Texas's very few really constitutional state senators. I'm very excited about this. So if you could tell us a little bit, and I don't want to obviously let the cat out of the bag, but what are some things, you being a sheriff yourself, Sheriff Richard Mack, what are some things that sheriffs can do to push back against the Biden regime, where we know they're coming for the guns, we know they're coming for our local control? And you're absolutely right. People don't understand how powerful a sheriff is. Can you give us a little bit more insight on that?
Well, yeah. In fact, if you look at what's been happening the last, let's just go back 10 years. There's been over 700 sheriffs in this country who, during the Obama administration, warned Obama and Biden that if any more gun control was initiated by them in our counties, that we would stop it. Now, I'm not a current sheriff, but when I was sheriff, I actually kicked out the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA out of my county because they got in the way of us fixing a bridge that needed to be fixed, and they wouldn't let us fix it because they think they own everything. They own the bridge. They own the rivers. They own our land. And quite frankly, they don't even live there. And so we had to go around them and get them out of the way for us to take care of business. Also, with Biden's, just as you mentioned, Biden and Obama started doing and threatening the country with more gun control after the Sandy Hook shootings in Connecticut. And the sheriffs of this country rose up and told the Obama administration that they would not tolerate any more gun control or any movement by the federal government to make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. And so the training that we're going to have this weekend is vital, that we unify the sheriffs in Texas and in the entire country with the necessary information to stand against what Obama is going to do. And we need to put federal agents and federal agencies on notice and put Biden on notice that we're simply not going to allow it. And again, this is a peaceful process to protect the principles of freedom that were established when America was founded in the first place. And so sheriffs actually say they would actually write them a letter, write them an email, and let them know that we are not going to cooperate, but we will stand in the way of any gun confiscation. And we certainly invite Governor Abbott to join us in this holy cause of liberty. And all of us standing together in that type of civil disobedience against the president will get the job done, and it will be done in a very effective manner and a peaceful manner. And that's what I'll stress again. Our movement is completely dedicated to keeping the peace. We profess and absolutely maintain a non-violent approach. And so, and I think we can do it. We've been doing it for the last 10 years, and we're going to do it more. How many sheriffs have you seen across the country that have stood against their governors on the COVID mandates? And that's another thing. If people want to wear a mask, it's up to them. The government is not in charge of making our health decisions for us. And we're not subjects. We're not slaves to the government. They are not king or dictator. And our health choices are just that, ours.
I love it. So before we get too far into this, and I want to make sure folks know that they can still go and register for this event. Where do folks go online? How do they, where do they park? How do they get there? Tell folks what they need to know in regard to that.
Okay. So it's at the Woodlands Resort. And again, that's just right outside, about 25 miles outside Houston. You can, but it's all, the information is at our website. C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O in Oscar, A as in Adam, CSPOA.org. You've already shown it right there. So CSPOA.org. Go there and register, or give a call to one of your local officials and say, listen, we want you to have this. It's mostly free. If they need a hotel, we'll pay for their hotel. Their meals are paid for. The registration is like $150 if you're not a member of the CSPOA already. If you are, it's $99. So go ahead and join and get it for $99. But just get them there. Pay for it themselves. Or, you know, if they can't afford anything, just we'll pay all of it. We don't care. We will do whatever it takes to get people there, because what are we really doing there? We are restoring liberty. We are giving an actual option, an alternative to people, to where they have some place to turn for peace, safety, and liberty. It's an amazing conference. You will not leave the same after the conference.
Hold that thought. I want to talk more about what sheriffs can do and what they already are doing on the other side. But I have to say, folks, I'm way more excited about this than CPAC. He picked a great weekend. We'll be right back.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you, because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Info
InfoWars.com.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert here with Sheriff Richard Mack. And in the next segment, we are going to open up the phone line starting now, taking your calls in the next segment to ask questions to Richard Mack, how you can get involved, whatever is on your mind about what a sheriff can do. The number to call in and talk to Sheriff Mack is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. So, Sheriff Mack, we wrote an article in National File a week or so ago. Missouri County sheriffs will arrest feds who violate the Second Amendment under Biden. And this is just, of course, one county, Newton County, Missouri. I think that this could easily be replicated all across the country, though. So tell folks about that if you know anything about it, or what can sheriffs do at the local level to really fight back with just common sense action?
Yes, I've already talked to Newton County Sheriff, and I invited him to the event, and he's trying to still make it. We haven't confirmed that he is, but we certainly hope so. And we love what they did, because that's absolutely where we should be going with this. Anybody who's violating the Constitution, I don't care if they're federal, state, or local, if they violate the Constitution, should be suffering repercussions. And there should be criminal charges against anybody who violates their oath of office. Violating your oath of office, you're required by Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution to swear allegiance to the Constitution. The last time I checked, the Bill of Rights is still part of the Constitution. In fact, it's the supreme of the supreme law of the land. The articles in the Bill of Rights are the same as the Magna Carta. It was a list of rights that government could never touch or alter or infringe, just like the Second Amendment says. So if somebody violates that oath after they swore to do it, they've committed perjury. And that's at the very least, they've committed perjury. And so that is a crime, and they should be treated as such. Going against and breaking the law and going against the supreme law of the land is criminal. And I applaud Newton County for doing this. Every county in Texas should be following suit. And we need to be proactive in defending the Constitution in this country, and what state should be doing that the most? How about Texas independence and this and the state of the Alamo? And that's really one of the reasons why we're meeting there this time for our conference. Yes, let's all follow Newton County's example. In fact, we're gonna make a copy of that and put it in our packets for people when they come to the conference.
Amazing. And I just want to say one more time, it's CSPOA.org, and you can find all the registration information on that website. I also wanted to ask you, so obviously everybody is kind of lulled into silence because they think, oh, it'll never pass. We've got Republicans in Congress. Well, we've now had Marco Rubio sign on or introduce himself two separate red flag laws, one of which anybody who has ever been investigated, not convicted, not charged with domestic terrorism can have their guns taken away and not be allowed to buy new guns by Merrick Garland, the gun-grabbing attorney general nominee that Biden wants to be in charge of our Justice Department. So right. Kind of explain, if you can, how this is a fail-safe for when the Republicans fail, the Democrats are in charge, we've got to have somebody to look to. It might as well be Sheriff Mack.
Well, it might as well be every sheriff in this country, and we don't even need them all, and we all know we're not going to get them all. Are we going to get the sheriff of Dallas or Houston or San Antonio? No. Are we going to get the sheriff in LA or Detroit? We have a good chief of police in Detroit that's actually on the side of the Second Amendment. But Chicago, the sheriff there's not going to do it. New York, Miami-Dade, no. But when you get to the smaller counties throughout every one of those states, including New York, and we have some real good sheriffs in New York, we have some really good sheriffs in California that have been pushing back against Newsom. And these some of these sheriffs were actually threatened with arrest by Newsom. Some of the sheriffs were threatened with suspension by Governor Cuomo in New York when they stood against his gun control measures. Not one of them have ever gone, and I'm telling you right now, the governors in this country and the federal agents in this country know they do not want to fight with the sheriffs, and you don't want to cross the sheriffs. They know their power, and you're seeing a lot of states now trying to go after the power of the sheriff and diminish his or her role in their state. And because they know that the sheriffs are independent, and they only report to the people. And that's what made us a constitutional republic. A republic is what we were guaranteed. And that is because the people are in charge, bureaucrats.
Well, and something that I don't think enough folks understand, you know, I live in a decent sized city. A lot of, you know, Austin's a decent sized city as well. And it's difficult to understand that in a lot of these small counties and small cities, you're talking the sheriff might get 500 votes. You could easily go in and vote in a good constitutional sheriff. I mean, I could knock on 500 doors. You could knock on 500 doors. So kind of explain, elaborate on that if you can. How easy would it be to get more of these good sheriffs elected?
Well, you know, that's a real good point. We can take this over politically, especially in some of these small counties in Texas. With 254 counties, there are extremely small counties in Texas all over the place. And so, but that same principle can happen in some mid-sized counties and already has. For instance, Sheriff Rand Henderson, very good constitutional sheriff in Montgomery County where we're having this, he's co-sponsoring this with us, and he's going to be at the conference Friday morning, and he's going to be welcoming everybody. We just had another conference in Washington State where the sheriff there sponsored us to come in and do our training. And so we want to do this all across the country, and we want to duplicate and clone me to where we have a lot more former sheriffs actually teaching these classes. What we guarantee, and I'll guarantee this to every sheriff in this country, and I'll guarantee it to every citizen in this country, everyone listening to the program, if you want to attend this, you will know firsthand that there is a legitimate, effective, peaceful solution, and I guarantee that every bit of the information there will be irrefutable evidence that the sheriff is the supreme law in his county, that he is the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer, and that he and every peace officer in your state and in your county and in your city has the moral and legal and constitutional obligation to protect you from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And it will be, again, irrefutable evidence. And a lot of it comes from this tiny little booklet, because this is a copy of my Supreme Court decision. When I was sheriff, I became the first sheriff in American history to sue the federal government and win a case at the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll be talking a lot about this. You can get this at our website. It's the most valuable tool we will have there for you. But we will tell you the truth and show you the evidence.
Amazing, unbelievable energy. 877-789-2539 to call in and talk to Sheriff Mack. I am so excited about this. It's so much fun to talk to somebody who is passionate and really fighting for the side of liberty. We'll be right back.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3G chess, 5G chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house, and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death
when they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We have Sheriff Richard Mack here. He is the founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association. They're hosting a giant event in Houston, Texas this upcoming weekend. I'm so excited that somebody good is challenging CPAC and in a much more centrally located part of the country. We're going to be taking your calls for the rest of this broadcast. The number to dial in is 877-789-2539. So we've already got some folks lined up. We have Shane in Michigan who has a question for Sheriff Mack. Go ahead, Shane.
So when we go to restructure after, you know, all this goes down, I think we need to implement single bill or single item bills. What's your thought on that?
Oh, of course. Good grief. Absolutely. 6,000 page stimulus bill. And that's another mistake that was made by Trump. Trump should have never signed a 6,000-page stimulus bill that nobody read, including him. 6,000 pages? A first-year law school student does not read 6 pages in the first year. I mean, 6,000 pages? And that just – what that does is they do anything, just like Nancy Pelosi when they passed Obamacare, which was only 2,700 pages. We thought that was a monstrosity. This was 6,000 pages. It's full of pork. It's full of crap. And yes, each bill should address one thing. They always add things to these other bills. Say, well, they didn't vote for the crime bill. Well, yeah, because it was full of pork and all this other crap. The problem with the pandemic that we really have in America is just what I mentioned. It's one of utter corruption, of pretend legislation. Corrupt legislation, and our legislators, especially in the swamp of Washington, D.C., are completely corrupt, and they're going to keep doing this sort of thing. So we need to build our defenses and erect the barriers at the local level.
I love it. Does that answer your question, Shane? I think it does. It answers my question. And I think that is really the building block, Sheriff Mack. You start at the local level, whether it's your county. All of a sudden now your county as a constitutional sheriff, now you can go and use that leverage to the state house. And before you know it, to the U.S. Congress, your U.S. rep and your U.S. senator.
Right.
Before you know it, this coalition of constitutional sheriffs is really, controlling in a liberty and freedom sense the narrative. Go ahead.
I like where you're going with that, Tom, and thank you for that, because imagine that there's 1,000. Now there's 3,080 sheriffs in America. Imagine that there's 1,000 that are really dedicated to protecting liberty and upholding and defending the Constitution just as they promised to do. This is a simple message that we have. You took an oath. We'll train you how to keep it. You have an obligation to keep your word and keep your oath. And liberty is first in America. Liberty is first.
That's absolutely true. So let's go now to Dan in Wisconsin, who has another question for Sheriff Mack. Dan, go ahead.
Hi, I was just wondering, I heard previously that the sheriff has more control, like, over a judge. So, I mean, if a judge issues an order, actually the sheriff could actually overturn that order in a city or a county. Is that true?
Well, he can certainly say no, you know, that he will not comply. I did it. I work with judges and I tried not to be antagonistic about it, but, the sheriff, you know, some people say, well, the sheriff is an officer of the court. No, the sheriff is an officer of the people. And the people pay his salary. The people hire him. They check his job performance every 4 years. And he reports only to them. He works with the judge and he works with the county commissioners and the county attorney and other elected officials. But he only reports to the people. So yes, he can tell the judge no. If the judge gives an unlawful, unconstitutional order for his deputies to fulfill it, the sheriff goes and tells the judge no. And can the sheriff investigate the judge for corruption? Absolutely. And so the checks and balances there are very stark and real. And there needs to be a check and balance on corrupt judges, just as other corrupt officials. So yes, the sheriff can do, can stand against what the judge says.
So I have a follow up on that. Because, and thank you so much for your call, Dan. I have a follow up because I'm curious. So you mentioned that, you know, you tried not to be antagonistic, but was right. just the fact that the judge knew that you could be antagonistic if you chose, yeah. was that enough or is that enough generally to keep folks honest?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was in my experience. I was in government 20 years. I was in law enforcement 20 years, 8 years as sheriff. And, you know, I would go in and talk to the judge. I wouldn't make a big announcement of it or go to the papers and say the judge blew it. You know, that's what I mean about not being antagonistic. You don't need to make him an enemy. And when I went and talked to him, you know, he said, oh yeah, you're right. Another time I was just a peace officer and I said, this warrant you gave me was wrong. And I showed it to him and how it was wrong and he rescinded it. And so that's how all of us need to be in the country. We put. What did I just say a little while ago? Well, yeah, we put liberty first and the protection of the people, not writing tickets, not following orders, not doing whatever the judge says. Judges know they can make mistakes. So if you present it to them in a tactful manner, they'll get it. If he's dishonest, he's going to get all mad and try to do it anyway. But hey, I'm not going to do it for him and I'm not, and I'll stand against it.
It's a little bit harder to do it when you don't have anybody wearing a uniform to go out and do it for you. That's, I love it. let's go to Jefferson in Virginia, who has another question. Jefferson, you are on the line.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sheriff.
Hey, Jefferson.
My question is, what's the enforcement mechanism against all these politicians and judges that violate their oath to the Constitution and pass laws that infringe upon our rights, like the Second Amendment?
Well, that's really a $10,000 question because there hasn't been enough pushback on the and what we're going to be talking about. In fact, we have a former sheriff talking about how she arrested local officials for corruption. It wasn't a judge, but it definitely was high up ranking people in her county and in her and his local city. And so we have got to make that, and that's on our list. We've got to make not keeping your oath a criminal investigation more often. And that's, you know, we're trying to train judges and everybody else to follow the Constitution. But sooner or later, as I said earlier in the program, it's a crime to take an oath and then wittingly, and intentionally not keeping it. And we've got to push back criminally on that. And that's on our list to talk about that at our conference.
I think that already exists in U.S. Code 18, Chapter 13, Section 242, yeah. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Does that mean when somebody like Kamala Harris comes into your county, you could arrest her?
Well, I doubt if she's going to come into these counties, but if she's breaking the law and has done a crime in my county, absolutely investigate it. I wouldn't try to arrest her right then and there because you won't get past Secret Service even if you tried. So we're going to have to be as harmless as doves and as wise as serpents on that. But if you file a charge and it gets past a judge and we get a summons for her arrest or get a grand jury to go after public officials, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks.
Amazing. I just want to give out the number one more time. We'll be taking more of your calls in the next segment as they come in. That's 877-789-2539. We are talking with Sheriff Richard Mack, planning a massive event to teach law enforcement and their bosses, that is you, the American people, what to do to uphold the Constitution. You can register at CSPOA.org and find out all the information. February 26th and 27th in Houston, Texas, which is a lot of fun. Texas can be fun. And I appreciate, Sheriff, that it's outside of Houston. That'll make a lot more people willing to go as well. Don't go away. You are watching The American Journal. We have Sheriff Mack for the rest of this hour.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality, storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sale a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert here with Sheriff Richard Mack. One more time, please go to his website if you were in the Texas area, or if you want something more fun than CPAC, I think. It's CSPOA.org, and you can find the registration link very easily on their events page. Let's go now to Stephen, who wants to know how to work with local sheriffs, calling from Florida. Stephen, you are on the line, my friend.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Hey, Sheriff Mack, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for your stand for God's righteousness and for what this country was built on. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I just had a couple of quick questions. I saw an article on InfoWars this morning about how Utah became the 17th state to honor what, and people can misread this, not concealed but constitutional carrier, because as you know, the only real license we need to carry firearms, as long as we're lawful, is the Second Amendment. Right. So first of all, and then I had a question in relation to the mask mandates. In our state here in Florida, we have concealed carry right now. So would the only recourse I would have to get the governor to look into this, to get this issue pushed where we could get constitutional carrier, would that have to be going through the legislators and going that route?
Yeah. Yes, that's where it starts. And Florida was one of the first ones to have a concealed carry permit. And, of course, all the gun grabbers screamed bloody murder that it was going to create a lot of crime in Florida. Well, it did just the opposite. It did not. And so they shut up for a while. And then when Arizona and other states, but Arizona right now has the most constitutional Second Amendment laws in the country. It's still not all the way to where it should be. But you do not need a permit to carry open or concealed in the state of Arizona. My wife takes a gun with her wherever she wants, keeps it in her purse. I do it the way I've always done it when I was in law enforcement. I prefer not carrying open because it causes too much alarm and too many calls. I carry concealed quite often. But yes, the legislature of Florida needs to do that. And you would have, I believe, some real good constitutional sheriffs in your state. You got Sheriff Ivey and Sheriff Staley and Sheriff Smith and a few others, actually quite a few others. So I think it could work, but and it needs to happen. And you could certainly use Arizona and other states. Even Vermont has open and concealed carry. So come on.
Right. Yeah. And I also want to mention Sheriff Grady Judd, who President Trump was actually going to tap before he got put out illegally. The other question I want to ask is this. I'm running into a lot of pushback on these unconstitutional, ungodly mask mandates when I ride the buses or go in a store like Walmart. What is my recourse? Because I actually had a bus driver recently shut the bus off and threatened to trespass me for not wearing a mask. So what's my recourse legally on that as far as local sheriffs or whatever?
Well, I would really like to see some pushback from the sheriffs and let the other businesses and bus drivers know that we're not going to put people at the back of the bus, just like with Rosa Parks. It's the exact same thing as Rosa Parks. She refused to get to the back of the bus. We need to refuse to get to the back of the bus on these ridiculous, unconstitutional mandates, the mask and shutdowns and everything else. And we need sheriffs on board with that. And a lot of sheriffs have been on board, but we need to take it to the next level. And we're going to be talking about that too at our conference, because this is a personal choice, and you cannot be charged with trespass. Just like Rosa Parks was charged with disorderly conduct because she refused to give this seat to the white man. Ridiculous and absurd. And we just being ridiculously stupid in this country. And here we are doing it again. And so, yes, I would love to see the sheriffs get more involved in that process.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your call, Stephen. Let's go now to Chris in Kentucky, who has a question for the sheriff about running for sheriff. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Sheriff. Appreciate you being on the show today. It's kind of ironic. I've been on your website and looking at your information. Kind of at a crossroads here. I I was planning on running for a state representative in my state of Kentucky, which it seems like no one is standing up for personal freedoms with this dictatorial governor we've had here.
Right.
And learning more about the constitutional sheriff's movement, I do not have a background in law enforcement. Just kind of wanted to get your opinion on would I be more effective as a sheriff versus a state representative? And if I can have a follow-up question here, I cringe and I hate it every day that my children are being smothered at school. Is there anything that a constitutional sheriff can do to go against these mask mandates?
At schools, he's going to have a hard time. And in other public venues, he's going to have some leverage. And we've actually recommended that. And some sheriffs have already done it. I just came yesterday from a Apple Bistro in El Dorado County, California, Placerville. And she, this business owner, Jeanette, will not allow anybody to wear a mask inside her business. There's also another pizza place in Long Beach, California, doing the same thing. And the sheriffs are protecting these businesses. And it's going great. But it needs to be both ways, and this needs to be broader, and it needs to be reaching out. As far as you're running for sheriff, you need to check with state law to see if you have to be a certified officer to run. About half the states in the country require that. I'm not sure if Kentucky is one or not, but you need to check into that. Obviously, if somebody believes in the Constitution as you would be very effective as a sheriff. Most people like it and prefer that you have law enforcement background. So I believe your chances of getting a state office are better than getting sheriff, because people just want somebody who knows law enforcement. It doesn't have to be that way. In Arizona, all you have to be is a registered voter and 18 years old, and you can run for sheriff. You don't have to be certified, and I totally agree with that. The people are the ones that should be certified, not the some state bureaucracy, as most states do. So pray about it and run for whatever you do, but whatever you feel like you need to do. God bless you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you for your call, Chris. So we've got time for maybe one or two more calls. Let's very quickly, and if you can keep it brief, just so maybe we can hit another call. Casey in Mississippi has a question for Sheriff Mack. You are on the air, Casey.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
You know, a few callers back was talking about the ability for sheriffs to arrest various actors, whether it's within the state legislature or whatever the situation is.
Sure.
You know, over the last 4 years and even before that, we've seen a lot of, you know, whether it's leaked emails or there's a variety of things, you know, a lot of evidence.
Voter fraud.
That hasn't been acted on. And I think at a certain point, the rubber needs to meet the road. And, you know, some of these people that have, you know, taken our country down into the dumps, you know, need to be held accountable. And I think a lot of us are waiting for that.
Well, let me tell you, the sheriffs of this country have been standing against red flag laws, as Tom mentioned earlier. They've been standing against these mandates. They've been standing against their governors. A lot of them have been threatened with arrest, and they've been standing strong. We're trying to correct, though, that sheriffs have made some of those mistakes themselves. A sheriff in Florida arrested a pastor for having church, and others in Mississippi were arrested for the same thing. So we've got to get these sheriffs educated, and we've got to get more on board. Imagine that the sheriffs in this country are united, doing that together all across the country. We will take back America tomorrow if we can just get about 800 to 1,000 sheriffs keeping their oath of office. And a lot of these other things are going to be taken care of automatically. We get that.
That is such a powerful message. Well, thank you so much for your call. Unfortunately, we are just about out of time here on the American Journal. Sheriff Mack, if you wouldn't mind telling us one more time, how can folks connect with you and how can they find this event?
Well, let me give one quote from my decision. The Supreme Court in Mack v. said, quote, written by Justice Scalia, but the Constitution protects us from our own best intention. It protects from the crisis of the day. This is where we need to go. This is what we'll be teaching. And everybody, you can join up with us. We certainly need more donations for this conference this weekend. I can't pay for it all, but please don't do something. Attend or donate or help somebody get there. And it's at CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Well, thank you so much, Sheriff, for joining us. What a fantastic show. What a fantastic voice for liberty in this country. I'm very glad that you are on our side, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to the audience for watching. This has been the American Journal. Alex Jones Show coming up next.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level. And now they're coming with dog collars. And they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy.